This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This may surprise you, even though we don't use the term drink offering, I'm going to suggest that every man in this room is pouring his life out for something or somebody. Every woman in this room, you're pouring your life out for something or someone. Question, what are you pouring your life out for? When I speak of pouring out your life, I'm not talking about some literal offering of pouring out the blood out of your life, but it's your energy, your emotional strength, your skill set, everything that's you, that makes you you. We pour that out for someone or something. And Paul said, I'm being poured out for Christ. Literally, he would be poured out for Christ in a matter of days. But he meant it both in a figurative and literal sense. The time has come for my departure. You know, I did a funeral for a 60-year-old woman yesterday. And I quoted 2 Corinthians 5. I quoted it at every funeral, where Paul talks about your body is a tent. And so it's interesting that Paul would use here, the word he used for departure is taking down the tent. And in 2 Corinthians 5, it says your body's a tent, but your permanent dwelling, your eternal house, is in heaven with the Lord. And we need to know that this everything about this body is temporary. Isn't it amazing how people know that intellectually, they just don't believe it practically? They live as though this body lasts forever. And they act as if they have forever. And then the time comes at whatever age. When Paul says, the time of my departure, you take the tent down. That's the temporary dwelling, but we have a permanent dwelling, not made by human hands, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, but an eternal house made by God. And then he says in that passage, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. You're either present here or you're present with the Lord. That's it. You are either present here or present with the Lord. Would it make any difference to know that? I read this week an interesting story about a man who worked at a newspaper, and he was in charge of the obituaries. I'm guessing it was a small town newspaper, because he came to work one day and he said, I had no obituaries to write. And Bob Mounts, who was a professor at Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, Kentucky, writes about this. So, out of boredom, if nothing else, he took a blank sheet of paper in the old days with the typewriter, put it in the typewriter and rolled it up, and he started typing his own obituary. Here's what he wrote. I've been a good husband and a fine father. I have contributed to a number of worthy causes. I have left a reputation of absolute integrity. My friends are many. Bob Mount says, by the time he'd finished the page, he'd already committed himself to the task of living up to his own obituary. I'm not going to ask you to live up to your obituary. You know what I'm going to ask you to do? Will it be able to be said in your obituary, you were a man or woman who believed in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? And you had a relationship with the God who made you through his Son. And you happen to have a relationship with the one. Think about this, how crazy this is if it's not true. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's nuts if it's not true. You talk about egomaniacal, narcissistic to say, I am the resurrection and the life. If it's not true, Jesus said it with humility, with power and authority, because it was true. He is the resurrection and the life. Jesus would say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Don't live up to your obituary. Let your obituary say, you knew the one who was the way, the truth, and the life. And your obituary said you were one who believed in Jesus Christ as the resurrection and the life.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.